population of his followers. Hence the nonstop rallies in front of Trump followers, filled with chants of hatred, threats of violence, and constant references to Trump's serial lies and fantasy world. Yet the followers make the leader. In particular, Post describes the followers as ideal-hungry or wounded followers, who look to mirror-hungry leaders for salvation from some wounds or perceived injustices. Trump is not Adolf Hitler, but he shares many of Hitler's disorders, addiction to lies, and appeal to wounded followers through the dehumanization of target groups. In Trump's case, those include African Americans, Muslims, women, Hispanics, and migrants. Dr. Lee and her colleagues have been in the forefront of warning society of the profound dangers of such an impaired individual in power. They have warned of the inevitable rise of violence, fear, and suffering that would follow, and Trump has proved them right. Trump has blood on his hands, and the threats continue to mount. Like many past presidents, the blood starts with the reckless unleashing of U.S. military might through covert operations, drone attacks, and supplies of deadly munitions to killers. American bombs are taking the lives of children in Yemen, and America's overt and covert wars continue under Trump in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. Trump aims to sell more than $100 billion of new advanced military hardware to Saudi Arabia, despite the likelihood of escalating wars and deaths as a result. Trump's anti-Iran policies and rhetoric may foretell yet another major and catastrophic war in the Middle East. And on the economic side, his unilateral tariffs aimed at many countries, but most notably China, undermine global rules, global trust, and even perhaps global peace in the future. Yet the toxicity goes far beyond conventional, if devastating, war and dangerously broken trade rules. Trump is also unleashing a new nuclear arms race that could end up in global nuclear annihilation. Any knowledgeable student of modern history knows of the numerous close calls, both deliberate and accidental, that have brought the world repeatedly to the brink of nuclear war. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has now advanced the doomsday clock to 2 minutes to midnight, the direst proximity to doomsday since 1953, when the thermonuclear arms race between the United States and the Soviet Union began. Trump's recent call to withdraw from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty with Russia, against the Council of Foreign Policy Experts in the United States and Europe, not to mention Russia, including our age's preeminent peacemaker, Mikhail Gorbachev, is yet another marker of rising dangers. The essay by James R. Merikangas and Dr. Taranum M. Lateef on the nuclear threat is powerful, poignant, and terrifying. As the authors put it, those who pretend that we are in the realm of politics, when we are really in the realm of psychopathology, make the situation even more dangerous, because they will not be prepared while the future of the planet and the human race are at stake. The dangers stoked by Trump and his toxic triangle of conditions go beyond war. Trump is stoking mass violence in America. Hate crimes and deaths from mass shootings are soaring. And when they occur, as with the horrific attack on the synagogue in Pittsburgh, Trump's response is almost always more violence, calling for more guns, not fewer, and for the death penalty, while denying any role of his own toxic, hate-filled speech. Herein is another sign of Trump's pathology, an utter inability to face the consequences of his own actions. The authors powerfully document the enormous toll on society of this hate-filled political agenda. Rosa Maria Bramble describes the pain and suffering of migrants facing Trump's taunts and threats. Kevin Washington describes the pain felt by African Americans as persistent enslavement systemic trauma, as opposed to post-traumatic stress disorder. Ellen Oram Kashuk describes the suffering and anxiety of women in response to Trump's misogyny, once again under display by Trump during and after the Kavanaugh confirmation process. And several authors note the profound pain caused to children.